8 o'clock hour here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys and the Texas Rangers. It is 105.3 The Fan. No reason to go anywhere else. Be careful driving out there, trying to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. I'm Sean Sharif alongside RJ Choppy. Bobby Belt is working the Senior Bowl, so he is out the next few days. We got Peyton Phillip Russell running things live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Does Dak now have all the control, or is he set up to be the next fall guy? Dak Prescott was asked about the Brian Schottenheimer fit, and he told DallasCowboys.com, yeah, I went there to the press conference to support him, proud of him, taking advantage of the opportunity, wanted to show him, hey, I'm going to be there with you and for you. Bobby, of course, has to point out that Dak was not at McCarthy's, and Dak noticed the contract length.
Which, does that say anything? Like, why...
I mean, I don't know what Dak was. Was he out of the country? Was he rehab? I don't know what he was doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you'd have to tell me that he was just sitting at home watching it versus going to the Schottenheimer. If I found out that Dak was just sitting at home and had nothing else to do in the Dak yard, I would say maybe there's something to it.
He also has he has a relationship with Schottie. He didn't have one with Mike.
Absolutely.
Prior to.
And Dak said, now what? He signs for 4 years? I got 4 years left on my contract. So he's tied directly to my future. So let's go be the best that we can for these 4 years. They were looking for the continuity. I spoke on the man he's been in these 3 years, how consistent he's been through the highs and the lows, comfortable having tough conversations with each other. We've had them. We've had some back and forth. At the end of those disagreements, pure disagreements, there's been a handshake and an understanding of each other's side. You can only gain respect from somebody that's at that point. So, yeah, it was easy for me to speak on Brian Schottenheimer.
Yeah, of course it was. I mean, it was a guy that he had a relationship with, and that's going to be interesting to see how that relationship grows from here. Does it change? Does it evolve? I assume it has to change in some way. You know, now, like, there's a big difference in being a position coach or a coordinator and being the head coach. Like, just the absolute difference that you have to go through is big. So, yeah, it's going to have to change. Something's going to have to change here. But Dak clearly, to me, you know, came out of this with a lot of power.
Yeah. I'm pretty shocked over it. I understand the business sense that it makes to make the hire based upon your $60 million quarterback, but many of us were going into this process saying, Who cares what Dak Prescott has to say? I've listened to enough of these players. I don't think they know enough of what they're talking about. I want them to sound more like the old heads, like Emmett and Moose and Troy and Irvin. I don't care what Micah Parsons or Trayvon Diggs has to say about winning. And I threw Dak Prescott, out of anger and frustration, into that category as well. And I guess I'm just a little bit surprised that the Cowboys ceded so much say to Dak. It makes sense. I was just thinking in the back of my mind, are they a little regretful that they went and gave him this money and resentful? Therefore, they're not going to make this decision all about Dak, but I get why they did it. And I'm just surprised that they did it to this degree.
A little surprised, too. They don't seem like they do that sort of thing. They seem like they operate under their own schedule.
And I just never really felt like, I felt like they paid Dak because they had to pay Dak, not because they loved him 10 out of 10 as a quarterback. I felt like it was the circumstances of the NFL. You know, we still haven't made up our mind.
Got time for a bad time.
We're doing this because we have to. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, but you go ahead and make a really big Dak hire.
Look, I get the thought. You're paying him $60 million.
It's smart. Or it makes sense.
It makes sense. But they also, I think, are...
Like, Jacksonville has to figure out Trevor.
They've got to. You have to hire an offensive coach. You've got to hire an offensive coach. 11 of the last 12 Super Bowl champions had an offensive coach anyway.
You tell that to the Jets?
You can't tell Woody Johnson anything. you can't. But yeah, 11 of the last 12. And the other, the lone is Bill. Because Carroll was like, I think, now 13 years ago. So 11 of the last 12, offensive coach. That's telling. It's telling where the league has gone. But, you know, I also think, you know, they are doing the same thing to Dak this year that they did to Mike last year. They hung Mike at the dry. Like, let's be fair. They went into last year. They added nobody. They waited to the very last minute to sign their two big guys. So they had no cash during the year to be able to spend that money.
No camp for Lamb.
No camp for Lamb.
Lost your depth.
No depth. They go out there. They told Mike, say, go show us what you can do with a roster that's much worse than what you've had. Go out there and win some games. And that, I think they're doing the same thing to Dak. They're not going to sign a ton of guys this year, right? They are giving him a head coach that is going to learn on the job. A head coach that does not have the faith of the fan base, may not even have the faith of the players, and that was hired also through a very strange coaching search that brought them to nobody. And they're telling Dak, go prove your worth. Go earn your $60 million. This is what we're... Josh Allen, you know, lost his top receiver and had his best year. And Patrick Mahomes, we've not replaced Tyreek Hill. Go ahead. Go prove it. I think they're sending Dak out there the same way they did for Mike. Go ahead. It's your team. Go prove your worth. We'll see.
Do you think that the thought behind it is more negative like that, or hey, like, is it? Where are they coming at it from?
I think it's a product of circumstance. They don't have any cat. They this is what they have to do. They're only operating this way, not because they're trying to be, you know, mean to Dak. Yeah. They're operating out of a place of, we don't really have any other options. You know, you're this year, it's on you. We need you this year to basically do everything, because we're not going to be dipping our toes in the free agent water. They might dip the toe hair in. You know, there's a couple of hairs you got on the top of your toes. They might dip that in, but they're not going to dip the entire toe in. They just don't have the money this year. We have $100 million. You can, sure. You'd be the Saints. So I think they're just kind of setting Dak up for the same thing they did in Mike last year. The difference is that Mike was out of contract. Dak's not. Dak's got plenty of years left.
And I thought Dak was going to catch some strays from the Tolos and the fan base and the ones that don't like him, because he's going to be tied to Schottenheimer as a major reason for the hire. And obviously Schottenheimer is not a popular hire.
Right.
So I thought it was going to catch more strays for Dak publicly.
That's where I feel bad for Brian too. Like, Schottenheimer's been fired by the fan base already. Fan base fired him the day he was hired, before. So that sucks for him. Of course, he'd go out there, they win 11 games, and everything would be hunky-dory. I mean, wouldn't it be...
Well, till you lose first round, then we'll be right back to where we were with McCarthy.
I know, but wouldn't it be... like, it would be so Cowboys that they go out there and win 9 games, then win 2 playoff games.
They have set it up for low expectations.
Yes, you have.
We're setting this up for a nice 3-0 start, and we're like, whoa! Oh my gosh, yeah. or 3-1,
uh-huh.
Something like that. We haven't even gone down the schedule here on this show. Turn away. Look away. Oh, I'm hideous.
Let's see. You're going to have first, so you're a third place schedule.
Let's see if you can get, do you remember the divisions they face?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, let's have even more fun with it.
They play the NFC North.
Yep.
All right, because I know they play Chicago, and I know they play. I saw Detroit on the road. I know that.
Okay.
They play the West, AFC.
Give me the divisions that you would least like to play. The two other divisions of football you would least like to play.
NFC North, AFC West.
Is there any other one you can think of?
No, I think that's it.
And now you have serious staying power with the Eagles, and now the Commander's going to be legit. So the home schedule... Giants, Eagles, Commanders, Packers, Chiefs, Chargers, Vikings, one of your kryptonites that no one can explain, in the Arizona Cardinals.
Ooh.
Away. Giants, Eagles, Commanders, the Ben Johnson Bears, the Broncos, the Lions, the Raiders, the Jets, and the Panthers. So at least you got Raiders, Jets, Panthers on there.
So that's improved.
Along with Arizona and the Giants twice. So those are your six easiest games the way things look right now. And Chicago.
Back to Carolina, second straight year. Ugh.
I think it's 3 straight years. Weren't they there the year before?
Maybe they were. Well, that's tough, man. I mean, you know, they could get lucky and play Chicago in September. Right. Otherwise, you got to. Do you want to go? I mean,
Ben Johnson, he would be able to throw the ball. Well, wait. You know what? He ran it there too with Jameer.
But also, like, the last thing you want to do is go to Chicago in December when it's six below.
But those are worst divisions, right?
That's brutal.
Isn't that brutal?
Uh-huh.
It's not the AFC East. You could make an argument for the AFC North.
It's solid. It's competitive.
It's not the AFC South. It's not the NFC West. It's definitely not the NFC South. It's the NFC North, who got wiped out in the playoffs, but what a regular season from all of them.
They lost. So the three teams that made the playoffs in the NFC North lost four non-divisional games all year. Four.
Wow.
The Packers, Lions, and Minnesota lost four non-divisional games all year. They went 0-3 in the playoffs. And none of the games are particularly close.
Speaking of ownership, Woody Johnson, for what it's worth, right? He let Aaron Glenn were you done with your Dak stuff?
Yeah.
Woody Johnson, you know, he let Aaron Glenn have his press conference, and Jerry didn't let Brian Schottenheimer have his presser. He did say, absolutely, I have to look in the mirror, and I have to be a better owner. But he said, you also don't believe those reports, right? Madden and my kid running the team. A lot of exaggeration and hyperbole. Got to take that stuff with a grain of salt. Yes, I want Aaron Glenn to coach the team. I want the GM to manage the assets and the players. And he's also suggesting he's going to step off the Aaron Rodgers decision and let them make the call on that.
Yeah.
I don't believe any of this, by the way.
I don't believe a word of anything that happens with Woody Johnson. Anything that happens with the Jets. That is the worst organization in the NFL. They're the only thing saving the Cowboys right now. They're the only thing, because every NFC team has made the conference championship game since the Jets last made the playoffs.
Wow. That's not good.
Nope.
That's not good whatsoever. So that's where we stand right now inside the Star and around the NFL. And Stephen A. Smith has been noticing something about his most hated sports fan base that he brought up the other day on ESPN.
The Dallas Cowboy fan base. You hear how quiet they are right now? It's like crickets. Yeah. Because they know what they're seeing now. Before they were delusional, that's what made me laugh. And that's what made me troll them all the time. Because they were delusional. I'm not going to hear any Cowboys say, you know we're going to win the Super Bowl next year, right? They, we ain't going to hear that anymore. Yeah. He's taking the fun out of it all. Because at least you teased me. At least you lied to me. You led me to believe that you really, really believed you have a chance. They know better now.
Yeah.
They know better now.
Stephen A. saying the Cowboy fans are quiet and the Joneses have taken all the fun out of it because now the hope has run dry. That's what I keep talking about, that word, man. My dad always said, watch Jesse Jackson talking about hope.
Hope.
And if you got no type of hope, that's why I'm thinking Ashton Jenty will be selected at 12.
I hope Ashton Jenty is.
And
selected.
For you to want a running back?
I know. I don't usually want running backs, but you know, you got to evolve. You got to adapt. And sometimes you got to devolve. And that may be what this is, but this is, if you don't have hope, I firmly believe that the next best thing to hope is hopelessness. You don't want to be in the middle.
Yeah.
If you have hope, you've got something to look forward to. If you have hopelessness, the only way to go is up. That's the key.
Inside the Star here on DFW Sports Station. It's the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ. Bobby out for the next few days. We got Peyton and Carter in the back, live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Did you check out the Mavericks' fun win yesterday in New Orleans? And someone is begging LeBron James to please make it all stop. That's next with a Mavs recap, then below the belt right here on The Fan.